Ladies and gentlemen, the Captain Black Big Band.
Energetic start to tonight's show. That is Orrin Evans, Captain Black's Big Band. And we heard the track called Art of War from their first album. And from what I understand, another album is on its way. I was lucky enough to catch Captain Black Big Band over at the Smoke Jazz Club, where you can hear them most Monday nights. As I said, over at the Smoke Jazz Club up at 105th and Broadway in New York City. And I highly recommend catching that show. It's a great modern big band, one that plays some real, you know, tight, killing arrangements, along with enough room for these cats to really go out there and do a lot of improvisation on top of those arrangements. So a really interesting band, and as I said, highly recommend catching them on Monday nights at Smoke in New York City. All right, well, we're going to continue on. I had a conversation earlier today with Noah Preminger on the phone and recorded that for tonight's show, a little interview we did to talk about Noah Preminger's brand new CD just released this week. And that CD is called Haymaker. So we're going to do a set coming up of Noah Preminger's music, both from his new album and some other recordings as well. And interspersed with his music is going to be some excerpts from our conversation today. So we're going to start off with the title track from the album, Haymaker. Thank you.
thank you for coming on the show today, and congratulations on your new CD.
Hey, thanks, Ken. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Okay, so the new CD is called Haymaker. Why don't you tell me something about the, how you came up with that title, and if there was a concept to it or a sound or direction you were trying to get at.
Well, there's a story involved. I mean, Haymaker, as most people are familiar with, pertains to, it's a boxing term. And I boxed for, two, 3 years, and I had a coach that passed away, and recently I've been boxing again. My coach set me up to spar this guy at the beginning of when I started boxing, and I hit this guy, I hit him, like, with a right cross and floored him. I mean, this guy was flying. One of the greatest feelings I've ever experienced. It was wonderful. And, my coach said, wow, man, that was a haymaker. I also wanted to make a record that was more of like an upbeat, a little more intense than the past two. So I thought it was appropriate, sort of a dedication to Angel, the boxing coach, and kind of an upbeat thing. So
interesting. Do you find some kind of correlation between the art of boxing and the art of jazz?
There's a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of things you could think, breathing wise, practice wise. I stand the same. It's about patience. It's about dedication. There's a lot of similarities. Finding your own style. There's a lot of similarities.
I kind of think this new album is kind of a departure an evolution of your sound. Do you look at it that way, some kind of a newer sound for you or a different kind of sound?
No, not at all. I mean, it's just kind of the reason we make records is not like to make money. It's not, for fame. I mean, there is no fame really in the jazz world.
Yeah.
And if you are so-called famous, you're not a jazz musician.
Huh.
You're maybe a jazz musician playing like pop music or R&B music or something. But, you make a record to kind of just keep your name in the loop and kind of just mark down in history what where you're at,
Yeah, yeah.
I know that, in 1959, I know what John Coltrane sounded like, in 2012, 2013, 50, 80, 100 years, able to say, like, he'll dig up a Preminger record and say, oh, well, that's what he sounded like in 2013 or whatever.
All right, so, you feel it kind of documents your where you're at musically at this point in time.
Totally. It's my slide mark on jazz history.
Yeah. all right, well, this group that you've got on the album, somewhat a different instrumentation than what you had in your previous albums. Why don't you tell me about the group members and what they contributed to the album?
Yeah, well, I've been playing with these guys for a while, and I can't really tell you how we started playing together, the three of us. I probably, we had a gig probably like at the 55 bar or something, and I called this arrangement of musicians and I said, you want to play? And it wasn't a organized thing by like a manager. It was like, let's get together and play a gig. And what the guys have told me, which I really appreciate, and I feel like this is the, one of the best things of being a band leader is the guys can play like themselves. I've heard people say like, well, I play this gig, but I really had to play very, very, straight ahead because that's what the leader wanted.
Uh-huh.
Or, this is a free gig, and a more avant-garde thing. So, the leader kind of didn't really want me to lay down any kind of groove. It's like, I don't need to say anything. Uh-huh. Colin plays the way he wants to play. Ben has told me, I love playing with you because I can do whatever the hell I want and it's all good. And I let Matt do it. It's like, I don't give a lot of direction. they understand the theme of the song, and then we go from there. This band, I feel like, really clicks. Personality-wise, we all get along. Everyone just is exceptionally professional.
All right, and the compositions, well, the pieces on the album, most of them are your compositions?
That's right.
You've got a couple other, besides your own compositions, what do you have?
Yeah, we do Tomorrow from
That was a surprise. That was a surprise.
Yeah, I was teaching a student piano, this little girl, and she said, you know, I want to learn that speaking from Annie Tomorrow. And she started singing it. I said, wow, this would be really, really killer to record. And so, we did it. You know, James grabbed the original, and that was that. So we do Tomorrow. And
I think you really use it as a showcase, kind of show off that sound that you have, that really, you know, fat, trippy kind of sound. It shows that off quite well.
Thanks. Well, yeah, I mean, it's a ballad, so, and I'm a big, you know, as you know, I'm a big fan of the ballad. So, it's good to take advantage of that. This tune has a great melody. It's so simple, and this would work. Yeah, I got to record this.
All right. All right. Now, you have a CD release party coming up. Well, you've got a bunch of them coming up, actually, right?
A couple of them. We're playing in New York, Chite, this week, on Tuesday and Wednesday at the Jazz Standard.
Yep. My favorite.
So that's my New York, those are my New York CD release gigs. And then, a few days after that on June 2nd, which happens to be my 27th birthday. Very special day for me. We're actually playing in my hometown, in Collinsville, Connecticut.
I definitely will be there for that.
Right on. So, what's that?
Let's see. Well, in New York, you're going to have the same quartet?
Same band in New York. It's with Ben and Matt and Colin. And we have a really, really special guest, Allison Wedding. She is an unbelievable singer. She has a record that just sort of recently came out called This Dance. Are you familiar with that?
No, not at all.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to hook you up with this record. She has one of the most beautiful, unique voices I've ever heard. And then we're playing June 2nd at 41 Bridge Street in Collinsville,
okay.
Connecticut. And that's going to be with Colin on drums and Matt on bass. And Glenn Zaleski's playing piano on that gig.
Huh.
Glenn is a great pianist. He's going to be doing the hit in Connecticut.
Okay.
So,
any other gigs or any other projects you want to talk about?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to Rochester to play Rochester Jazz Festival, and then I'm turning half the band away to come back to New York, and then Mondra and I are going up to Canada to play a few duo gigs. That's all at the end of June. I'm going to be playing a little bit with Rob Garcia's band.
Okay.
I'm playing next week or the week after. And then we're going to Canada also beginning of July. And then I have a new dance band, which I'm very excited about. We play a number of gigs. Afrobeat-influenced dance band. A scary lineup of musicians who are all just absolutely filthy at playing this kind of music. And it's like a shake-your-butt kind of groove band. So we played a couple gigs so far and still trying to iron out details, but we'll be, we're playing in Boston, I think, next month, and we'll make a stop in Connecticut so you can come shake down with us.
Yeah, all right.
The band is called Kindred Spirit. Yeah, if in my itinerary section of my website, if there's a gig with that band, it's just under Kindred Spirit. But
okay.
I have all the stuff updated on my schedule on my site, which is just okay. NoahPreminger.com. So
NoahPreminger.com. All right.
Yeah.
Hi, Noah. It's great.
Cool.
We're going to play a couple tunes from your album here on the show, and urge everyone in the Connecticut area to make it up there to Bridge Street, the club's Bridge Street Live, correct? In Collinsville.
That's correct, yeah.
In Collinsville, Connecticut.
The date is June 2nd. Yeah, it's a Sunday, June 2nd. I think we hit at 6:30.
I thought so, early.
Early Sunday kind of thing, and I think we'll play two sets. Yeah, starting at 6:30.
All right. Okay, definitely make it up to that. And if you're in the New York City area, get on down to the Jazz Standard. Dates on that again?
That's Tuesday, this upcoming Tuesday and Wednesday, May 21-22. And we're playing at 7:30 and 9:30.
All right. All right. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us here on the radio show and the upcoming podcast.
Cool. Ken, thank you for having me as always.
Right.
I really appreciate it.
All right. Good luck with the CD. All right.
Thank you. Thank you.
That is a track entitled Blues for Steve Lacy, and that is Noah Preminger from his first album. The album was called Dry Bridge Road. And I believe Noah was about 22 years old or something when that came out quite a while ago. Dry Bridge Road is the name of the album, and the track is Blues for Steve Lacy, which is a Dave Douglas composition, Dave Douglas being the great trumpet player and composer. And that's Noah Preminger on tenor sax, Ben Monder on guitar, Russ Johnson doing a fine job on trumpet on that, John Hebert on bass, and Ted Poor on drums. And before that, we heard two from Noah Preminger's brand new album entitled The Haymaker. And The Haymaker is Noah's current quartet, featuring Noah Preminger on tenor sax, Ben Monder on guitar, Matt Provoca on bass, and Colin Stranahan on drums. And we heard two tracks from that. The first one you heard was the title track from the album entitled Haymaker, and then one which I'm sure you recognized, and Noah introduced that in the little interview that preceded it. That was Tomorrow from the show Annie. Tomorrow. And yes, that was from a recording that we did. The interview was a recording that we did earlier today, a conversation I had over our cell phones with Noah Preminger earlier today. So I apologize if the quality of that was not up to snuff, but hopefully you could hear and understand everything we had to say. Quite an interesting conversation I had with Noah this afternoon. So I hope you enjoyed that. In that conversation, Noah did mention briefly he would be playing with Rob Garcia Four. He's going to be touring with, as well as his own quartet in the upcoming months. So I thought I'd play a little of Rob Garcia's latest album as well. This album is called The Drop and the Ocean. We're going to hear two from that album, starting with Will. Thank you. The Rob Garcia Four. Beautiful composition, I think. Very nice. Nice arrangement, too. Rob Garcia Four from his latest album called The Drop and the Ocean. And we heard two tracks from that album. The one you just heard was called Humility. And before that, we heard Will. And the Rob Garcia Four is Rob on drums, Noah Preminger on tenor sax, Dan Tepfer on piano, and John Hebert doing a fine bass solo on that one. Yeah, I like that quite a bit. We're going to continue on in the same vein. This is an album by a bassist whose name is Rob Duguay. And Rob's going to be playing in this area. I'll give the information on this at the other side of the track. But we're going to hear a track from this one. Also has Noah Preminger on it, so you're getting your fill of Noah Preminger today. This is a track called Catch You Cats from the album Sea Dream Blues.
Now, on behalf of all of us here at Jazz Standard, please welcome to the stage Rob Duguay's Songevity.
Thank you.
Time is 7 o'clock. This is WHUS, Storrs, Connecticut. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. That is Songevity, led by Rob Duguay. And we heard a track entitled Catch You Cats from his latest album, recorded live. That one was live at the Jazz Standard. That was recorded back in July of 2011. And Songevity is Abraham Burton on tenor sax, Justin Coughlin on piano, Rob Duguay on bass. He also wrote and arranged that composition. Nadav Snur-Zelniker on drums, and Noah Preminger also on tenor saxophone. An interesting combination of two tenor sax players, one of them, Abraham Burton, being a hard bop swinging type players, and Noah Preminger being a more nuanced, sensitive, leaning towards the avant-garde kind of player. So interesting hearing them together, very contrasting styles and sounds. Yes, all right, name of that album, See the Dream Blues, Songevity, and Rob Duguay is going to be here in Connecticut. He's a Simsbury, Connecticut native, I believe, and he'll be coming back to Connecticut to play a couple gigs here in the next couple weeks. On June 4th, he'll be over at the Arch Street Tavern at 8:30, and playing from 8:30 to 11:30 in Hartford, Connecticut. A couple days later, he'll be returning on June 8th. He'll be at the Iron Frog in Simsbury, Connecticut. So make sure you catch Rob Duguay. I believe the Arch Street gig is going to feature the group Songevity, as you just heard it. And I think Noah Preminger is going to be back here for that as well. So definitely want to catch that at the Arch Street Tavern here in Hartford, Connecticut on June 4th. All right. You are listening to some of the, I think, the more progressive sounds of jazz music that are coming out of the New York City scene. And we're going to keep with that same thread in the next couple cuts. We're going to continue on with a new album by J.D. Allen, who's a great saxophonist as well. And he's got a new group. We're going to talk about it after we hear a couple tracks. But this is J.D. Allen, and the name of the album is Grace. Thank you. J.D. Allen, a brand new release entitled Grace. And we heard two tracks from that. The last one you heard was called Detroit. And we started out that set with Luke Skywalker, obviously a nod to the Star Wars movies. J.D. Allen and his quartet, a very interesting combination of players on this. J.D. Allen, of course, just that great tenor sax playing. And along with J.D. Allen is Eldar Jangarov, who does not play this style of music, if you're familiar with Eldar's music at all. Eldar is just a super fast, hard bop, swinging type piano player. So this is definitely a different, out of his element, I would say. And with them, there are a couple of Hartford natives, musicians that we've grown to love here in the Hartford area. Dezron Douglas on bass, and recent graduate of the Hart School of Music at University of Hartford, Jonathan Barber on drums. Jonathan does a fantastic job on this album. I really like the sound and the vibe that JB gives to J.D. Allen's album. So you ought to check that out. The name of the album is Grace from J.D. Allen. All right, continuing on with some great new jazz music coming out of the New York City area, and a little bit of a different sound than what we've been hearing so far in this program. We're going to hear a new one from a very talented piano player as well as a composer and arranger. His name is Gerald Clayton. Thank you. Very nice compositions and arrangements from Gerald Clayton, a fine pianist coming out of New York City. Very nice. We heard that group in New York at the Jazz Standard a couple months back. It was a great, great sound. And that's Gerald Clayton on piano, Joe Sanders on bass, Justin Brown on drums, Logan Richardson and Dana Stevens on saxophones, Ambrose Akinmusari on trumpet, and vocals there provided by Gretchen Parlato and Sashal Vasandani. I think I got it there. Yes, Gerald Clayton. That's his brand new album entitled Life Forum. We heard two tracks from that. We start out with Future Reflections, and the last track you heard was Some Always. All right, time now is 7:36.